This is Finding Center, a daily half hour of spiritual focus. Today on Finding Center, we'll hear a BYU Hawaii campus devotional address by Elder Uchtdorf titled, This Is Your Time. It was given March 1st, 2026.
Your optimism and enthusiasm about the Savior and His gospel are contagious. We could feel this the last 3 days wherever we met you. Now, please, I know that I love you for this contagious feeling of love of the Savior. The Lord is prompting me to share a story again that happened many years ago. I believe it has special relevance to you in 2026. The story takes place at a church meeting house in Darmstadt, our home ward in Germany. This building had a beautiful grand piano in the chapel, and it was needed in the cultural hall for a musical event. So some brethren in the ward were given the task moving that large, heavy instrument through the chapel and into the cultural hall. I see some in the audience, if I look around, who would have been good at that task. But none of the brethren in Darmstadt were quite up to that. They were not strong enough like some of you are. But they were all we had, and they were willing to try. Within a few minutes, however, the task of moving the piano even a few feet, let alone into another room, seemed impossible. It became clear that this would take not only a physical strength, but also careful coordination. There were plenty of ideas, but not one could keep the piano balanced or correctly or move forward. They repositioned the brethren by strength, height, and age over and over again. Nothing worked. As they stood around the piano, uncertain of what to do next, one of them said, "Let's stand close together and lift where you stand." It seemed way too simple. It still does. Nevertheless, they tried. They gave it a try. They gathered around the piano, grabbed hold of the piano, and lifted where they stood. And as if by miracle, the piano rose from the ground and moved into the cultural hall. The musical event was a success, and no one had to spend the night in the hospital. I've often thought about this simple idea. Stand close together and lift where you stand. I'm still impressed by the profound truth in this counsel. My dear brothers and sisters, you and I also have a piano to move, so to speak. We're here to build something. Our Savior, our Master Jesus Christ, has given us, the members of His restored church, a mighty task, a unique mission, a special work. Call it building Zion, or establishing the church, or proclaiming the kingdom of God. We are tasked with preparing the world for His second coming. That's a big task. And from the earliest days of the restoration, people of all age groups, of all walks of life, have been attracted to the Savior's restored church because they feel the prompting of the Spirit to become part of this great and marvelous work and a wonder. We may know that there are many wonderful religious traditions in the world, and there are wonderful people wherever you go. They are filled with dedicated, devoted people who want to make this world a better place. We share those feelings and we stand side by side with them in worshiping the Creator, the Father of us all. But it's important for you and me to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ has assigned a unique mission, a special work, to the members of His restored church. He has placed His priesthood authority in this church. He has given us precious truth about eternity and the Father's plan of happiness. He has trusted us with additional scripture, modern-day prophets and apostles, sacred ordinances, and temple covenants that reach far beyond this life. Indeed, we have much to share with the world, with our friends, with our brothers and sisters around the globe. The Lord has said, "Unto whom much is given, much is required." And what does the Lord expect us to do with the abundance of spiritual blessing that He has given us? We are to follow Jesus Christ and become His disciples. We are to reach out in love and bless those in need around us. We are to invite all to come unto Christ and make covenants with Him. We are to gather and unite His people from every kind, every kindred, nation, and tongue. And not just those who are living, but those generations who went before, generations still to come. So it's a service of love to those who went before and those who are still in the process of coming. This means filling the earth with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It means overcoming the walls of separation, the divide God's children becoming, and divides them to becoming of one heart and one mind, dwelling together in righteousness with no poor among them. That's a big task, isn't it? Almost as large and heavy as, say, a grand piano. But it seems even heavier when we consider the division, contention, poverty, and especially now, war and rumors of war all over the world and other problems in our days. But we know, stand in holy places and we do not have to fear. But, and if you want evidence that it is possible to reach such a status, I say it is possible. Just look around you. Just look at this beautiful university. It stands as a shining example of what our Savior Jesus Christ is asking us to do. Here, you gather from various nations and cultures. Here, you're learning to overcome this world's artificial walls of separation. Here, you learn how to stand in holy places. Even in holy places in most challenging times. Here you see every day how the gospel of Jesus Christ unites hearts and minds. I'm inspired by President Ha's insightful leadership of this university in this challenging time, and I admire President John S.K. Calvey's vision. He shared in 2021 when he said, "BYU Hawaii brings together countries and cultures in ways that no other university can. Our mission is to be and to build people who follow the example of Christ. This experience prepares students to be lifelong disciples of Christ who can be leaders and examples of intercultural peace." I spoke with President Calvey just a few days ago. He's doing very well. He looks handsome as always. He looks strong and happy. So his daughter is here, and I met with him in Salt Lake City. So he's ready to go again. So I will not be surprised when sometimes during the year he might just show up again here. But when you look at him and this message, and when you look at yourself, I tell you, this is your time. One day, most of you will leave this beautiful place. This island paradise. Most likely you will return to your home nation to participate in the Savior's Latter-day work there. And I hope you do. And one day you will be sealed to a worthy companion, the house of the Lord's. Many of you are already. You will bring up your children in light and truth. You will accept opportunities to serve in the church. You will contribute in meaningful ways in your community. Through your professional skills and your devotion to Jesus Christ, you will be able to do all this. It might be tempting to look ahead to the time in your life and think, that's when I will focus on participating in the Lord's work. Right now, I need to focus on passing my chemistry class. Well, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but finding time to dedicate to the cause of Christ will not get easier after your chemistry final or any other step ahead of you. What will make it easier, however, is learning now how to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, no matter what else is going on in your life, and trusting the Lord's promise that all needful things shall be added unto you. Sometimes I hear people say that the youth and young adults are the future of the church. In some ways, that's true, I agree, but you are also the present. You are the present. This is your time. This is the season to refine your life, to become followers of the master teacher, Jesus Christ, and refine it in all parts of your life. So much of the life and energy and vitality of God's kingdom comes from people your age, applying their faith and their vigor to the cause of Christ. You are the rising generation, and you have a spiritual momentum that helps and propel the gospel work forward. So please don't ever underestimate or procrastinate the good you can do. Don't wait after the chemistry test. Remember that grand piano. It moves because each lift where they stand. And where you stand right now, that's where you need to lift. And that is true for the future, not where you think you will be someday. Lift where you stand at the moment. So yes, study hard for the chemistry test. Take full advantage of the educational opportunities you have. And it looks great here, wonderful. And it will become even more. But please keep in mind that gaining an education and serving the Lord are not competing interests. In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, education is part of our religion. You find so many scriptures. Look at Doctrine and Covenants about education. It's amazing. This church, this gospel, this religion empowers you to fulfill the unique mission that Jesus Christ has given to the Latter-day Saints. The people I know who are most successful at balancing all of life's responsibilities don't really see life as a list of 100 things they have to do. They see it as one thing to do. To love God and to serve God's children. And then 100 joyful, exciting ways to do it. So focus on the first two first, and then fill it with the many other things which are part of your life. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is not just one of many things you do. No. Jesus Christ is the motivating power behind everything you do. And if there is something you're doing that can't be motivated by His plan, then probably it is time to consider and reconsider and perhaps even stop doing that. Seek guidance from trusted sources. Don't be distracted by speculation or misinformation that will lead you away from the iron rod. I recommend to you studying for the Strength of Youth as a practical guide for making choices. And regardless of age or situation, I always have it with me. It is not just for the teenage, younger teenage guys. I love it. It gives me a lot of good guidance to make the right choices. So, trust the Lord. Rejoice in Him. Put Him first in your life. Find the joy in serving Him. Believe that He will guide you. There may be times when you lack confidence in yourself. That happens to all of us. In those moments, put your confidence in Jesus Christ. And you will see your confidence will multiply like the loaves and fishes by the Sea of Galilee. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Trust that your Savior will lead you to stand where He wants you to stand and to lift. And then, don't spend too much time worrying about where others are or standing about in other places or places you could be standing in. Comparison takes out the joy. You heard that. You don't have to lift the whole piano, just the part in front of you. Stand shoulder to shoulder with your sisters and brothers and lift joyfully with all your might. Find joy in serving God and fellowship. And serve your fellow man. In serving others, you find strength and happiness. And you will see miracles will happen in your life and in the Savior's work. This is your time. The Lord says, look unto me in every thought, doubt not, fear not. There may be times where you think that the place where you're standing seem ordinary or anonymous, or your efforts are not recognized or appreciated. If so, please hear these words from the Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, I have seen your sacrifices, and your Father in heaven knows in ways no one else can how much you are willing to follow the Savior. In worldly pursuits, we often measure the value of someone's work by the amount of public recognition it gets. But in the Lord's service, we don't ask for or expect a trumpet to sound whenever we do an act of kindness, or build someone's faith, or lift their spirits or their burdens. The recognition for such pure, humble, faithful service is often private and often spoken by the Holy Ghost quietly to your hearts. We don't mind if your contribution remains anonymous, because our reward comes from our Father who sees in secret. Consider, for example, Helaman's army of the 2,000 sons of the anti-Nephi Lehis. Though they were young and inexperienced, their faith and courage essentially saved the Nephite nation. And yet, we don't know the name of even one of those 2,000 soldiers. As individuals, they are anonymous. As a group, however, they stood close together and lifted where they stood. And together, they accomplished things that none of them could have achieved alone. My dear friends, this is your time. There may be times when you don't feel strong enough to lift your part of the piano. You might be able to think of many others, more capable people who should standing where you are. Maybe you've been asked to teach a class or lead a quorum or minister to someone, or you think to yourself, this would go so much better if Sister Mahe or Brother Wang had this assignment instead of me. Well, maybe it would. But that isn't the point. The point is that the Lord asked you to do it. He put you here now, and He did it for a reason. You may not see the reason clearly now, but faith requires that we proceed without seeing. That is true for any calling, new assignment we receive in this church. And I experience this every time when I receive a new assignment. I'm grateful that I know that the Lord knows, and I trust Him. So connect yourself and to person, a heart that only you can reach. Reach out to people. Help others. Someone, perhaps, who will respond specifically to the way you say or do things. That is your time. Perhaps no one else could do it in quite the same way. So don't underestimate your power of influence for good. The Lord knows that we aren't experts at this. He knows that we don't yet fully grasp what He's asking us to do. He knows that we will make mistakes. And He calls us anyway. So let's not get discouraged or frustrated when things don't go perfectly. When someone disappoints us, or when we disappoint ourselves, when moving the piano is taking a lot longer than we think it should, let's remember these words from our beloved prophet, President Dallin H. Oaks, which he shared less than a month ago at BYU in Provo, where he said, "We are all a work in progress. We are all at different places on the covenant path. We need to be patient with one another and occasionally even with ourselves." End of quote. My dear brothers and sisters, it is not really about the piano, as you know. Your Heavenly Father is trying to move you. He's trying to move us. He wants to give you opportunities to stand close together with your sisters and brothers to become stronger together and eventually return to Him, holy, united, and purified as one eternal family. This is your time. My dear friends, I conclude by sharing with you my special witness that Jesus Christ lives. He's real. He's there. He's there. He's actively leading His church. He is the Savior and Redeemer of all mankind. His gospel has been restored. And His gospel and His church are our best and only hope for peace, for joy, in this life and in the life to come. Jesus Christ is your strength. He has invited you to joyfully participate in His great work in preparation for His glorious return. This is your time. Stand close together and lift where you stand. And nothing can keep this divine work from moving forward and forward, and your own life, your own legacy, your own story will be filled with the strength of Jesus Christ. You will see miracles in your personal lives and the lives of the people you love and serve. Again, I bear witness that this is true, that Heavenly Father is there. He hears your prayers. The Holy Ghost guides you through his promptings. Listen to the Holy Ghost. And I leave you my heartfelt blessing that you will rejoice in Christ and that you will find joy in serving the Lord and enjoying your togetherness in this beautiful time of education in this beautiful university. I give you my blessing that you take this wonderful feeling of unity, of love for each other and for the Lord into the world, wherever you go, and strengthen each other to see that the Lord Jesus Christ is our master, our leader, he is our strength. And I say this in deep gratitude for each and every one of you, and in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Finding Center. Join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Mountain, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, for a half hour of inspiration and recentering. Today we heard This Is Your Time by Elder Uchtdorf. Find a link to the full text, audio, and video of this address at byuradio.org/findingcenter. Finding Center is a production of BYU Broadcasting.